Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Wednesday afternoon, everyone. Tyler Herridge here today for today's VRA Daily Investing Podcast, where we give you a brief recap of today's market action according to the VRA system and what we see happening for investors. So let's jump right in. After 4 days of positive gains for our indexes, we saw a downturn today. Once again, because of increased concern about the trade war with China, as President Trump has threatened to slap another 10% of tariffs on up to $200 billion of imports, sending U.S. equities futures sharply lower last night. If you've been listening here with us, folks, you know that this is something we are not concerned about and almost certainly see as a buying opportunity. To date, less than 0.04% of all global trade has new tariffs imposed. Even with the new tariffs, this would affect less than 3% of all global trade, which is exactly why we see this as a non-issue and that the media is blowing this up. After 4 days of solid gains on a multiple-month move higher, our indexes quickly went from recent oversold levels to recent now overbought levels on all four major indexes. We saw our biggest losses on the day come from our most susceptible index, the trade-centric Dow Jones, with companies like Caterpillar and Boeing, which were all hit hard today. The Dow finished the day down almost 0.9%, or 219 points, to close at 24,700. The S&P 500, which hit its highest level since March 3rd yesterday, finished down 0.7%, or 19 points, to close at 2,774. And the index that saw the smallest move on the day was the NASDAQ, which finished down 0.55%, or 42 points, to close at 7,716. And lastly, the Russell 2000. Our market leader and probably the index least affected by a potential trade war, down 0.7%, or 11 points to close at 1,683. Moving on to the internals, where we had an ugly day from the advanced decline numbers, with just 2,532 advances to 6,072 declines. One bright spot on the day, and this is a major bright spot, one that we see as very bullish, with new highs to new lows, where we saw new highs beating out new lows, 195 to 149. And lastly, a negative day for up-down volume, nearly 2-to-1 down volume on the day. So, up next, let's move on to a few commodities here. Some interesting movement today. Today we saw oil down close to 5%, now trading just barely above the $70 a barrel mark. And now gold also had a rough day today. In rough last few months, down 1% on the day, currently trading at $1,242 an ounce. And copper. One that we've been watching closely, as we refer to here before, is Dr. Copper, was hit hard again today, down currently 3.3%, hitting a new low for 2018, something that we're watching closely. The U.S. dollar did trade higher on the day, now close to up to 0.1%, and as we see here, a strong U.S. dollar means a strong U.S. economy. To wrap, second quarter earnings begin Friday, starting with bank stocks. Share buybacks have been a big reason for at least half of the stock market gains for the last 8 years, reducing supply and creating higher earnings. Right now, we're in a blackout period before earnings, which we've talked about here a few times. So as these companies begin to report, we believe we'll see a big move higher. Right now, we're just seeing a lull before these buyback happens, and the fact that the market has actually gone up slightly to us is very bullish. And a fun fact here, as we've talked about some, 93% of the time that Q2 was higher, which it was this year, the stock market has finished higher to end the year. So something that we're, again, very bullish on. Right now, very bullish with the VRA system telling us 10 out of 12 screens are still positive and bullish. We could see a slightly lower open tomorrow. However, we see the next move coming towards the end of the week as banks begin earnings coming out and we see share buybacks again. Folks, that is all that we have time here for today. As we mentioned here, you sign up today for 2 free weeks at VRAinsider.com. We hope that you'll join us for our daily premium service. And I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday. And until next time, we'll see you back here tomorrow.